It's quite busy actually. Everyone seems to think I've loads of free time now, so it's busy, but it's enjoyable.
And has it sunk in? I mean, what's it like?
Has it sunk in? I think the other day when I met a lady and she's like, are you the former Cork footballer? It really sunk in then. I was like, yeah, that's me.
And what was the feeling like? Was it like, oh God, I am? Or
Well, I guess when the whole thing broke to the media, it was a bit of a line in the sand, all right. It was very final and a little bit emotional, but it was lovely because I got such lovely messages. So I'd like to thank everyone who, you know, spoke so nicely about me and gave me lovely messages and just wished me well.
Because I know from hearing from you before this, you've said how you savoured last year's All-Ireland final. So did the decision-making process start then, or when did it start for you?
Well, every year, the last few years, I suppose, you know, as you get older, you think that the All-Ireland is going to be your last. So, you know, I obviously have to pre-state everything. 2 years ago, I felt maybe it might be my last, but then last year I was pretty sure that it would be. And I did take everything in a lot more, you know, just, it was a lot more present. And, you know, it was lovely to just soak it all up and, you know, enjoy the occasion. It's wonderful to be in Cork Park, and, you know, sometimes you're just going through the process so much. It's lovely to actually, you know, enjoy it all.
I'd say that's important for you to kind of almost live with the retirement decision through your football, so that you know you're definitely doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a decision I made lightly, and I have put so much into ladies football and into Cork football and club. It's a big change, but I feel it's a good time, and I just feel content. It's a nice feeling to know that you know, I think I've done what's best.
So having drawn that line in your playing days, so, like, I imagine the retirement announcement has meant you've had to reflect on your career. So how do you reflect on such a successful one?
Well, it was lovely that I got a chance to look back at some of the reels people had posted up on Facebook and whatnot. So that was lovely, and, you know, it brings back great memories. And as I said, when you're playing there, you're so focused on, you know, just scoring, you're not taking it all in. So it's lovely to look back and see some of the better things I had done. So that was really enjoyable.
And I hate asking this question of people who have retired, but when you look for highlights and you look for major moments for you, where were they?
Yeah. I would say one of the key ones was when we beat Mayo in the All-Ireland semi-final in 2005. So that realisation that we were going to fulfil a childhood dream playing in Croke Park and being up there and actually having Cork in a team in All-Ireland, that was huge, monumental really, in that, like, Mayo had been the main team for so long. So to realise that, you know, we have a good shot here, and we played Galway and beat them. So that match, that All-Ireland semi-final, and then the final, first time playing Croke Park, you know, the excitement and everything being so new. There's been so many good highlights over the years, and anything that didn't go so well, you know, it did help us to move on. So I think losing in 2010 actually allowed a lot of us to reflect and say, well, do you know what, we got the hunger and we came on, and that's, I think, why a lot of us stuck around and got another 5 in a row. I think had we won that, maybe the motivation would have dipped, but that actually probably served us well in a way.
And it's interesting to hear you kind of pick out a moment from early in, you know, your Cork career, because you went on to assert such major dominance, but maybe the sweeter wins were those early days when you really started to come on the scene.
I think, yeah, there's been obviously great highlights in the recent years, like the likes of Dublin, playing Dublin. That was really sweet because, you know, the game was lost basically from us. No one gave us a hope, but we kept working hard, and we got to reveal our character and what has allowed us to, our character flourished there, and we just didn't give up, and we worked away, and we came back with the win. And that was unreal because it wasn't just relief, it was pure excitement again. You know, when you do win an awful lot, there's a lot of expectation, and on yourself and as outside. So within that match, it went from expectation before the match to feeling it was gone, everyone thinking it was gone, and then a comeback, which just made it so much sweeter. And it was unbelievable. Like, everyone was shocked, and it was just that elation after the game, because you think it's gone and next thing you have it. You know, it was that's probably one of the biggest highlights for me. You know, getting to show what we are about as a team. Why, you know, I've been so fortunate in my career to have played with such wonderful athletes who are so dedicated and so have such a great attitude. I think, you know, it is a really special group of women, and I think that's probably one of the toughest things, leaving that and leaving the group. But I wish them all the best.
Across your success, as you mentioned, players, what captain would you say was the most inspiring for you, or a member of that large pool of players you played with at this stage?
Well, I think Juliette was crucial in that she was captain for the first 3 years when everything was new to us, and she would have been a natural leader anyway. I think there's a lot of leaders throughout the pitch, and the captaincy, it didn't really matter who had it. Everyone that did the captaincy did a great job, and they did it in their own way and led in their own way. So, I think Juliette was steadying the ship, and, you know, when we didn't really have the experience, that was usually beneficial.
Valerie, you talked there about the big days, and Eamon Ryan, in paying tribute to you, said about how it was one thing he admired about you, that you never looked phased on the big days. You know, from your point of view, how was that?
I think when I'm playing football, when I'm enjoying it, I'm most relaxed, you know, and obviously decision making and all that comes a bit easier when you don't feel under pressure. So I really enjoyed when I was playing and felt kind of most confident and comfortable on the pitch. So I felt like, because I trained very hard, it was something to be enjoyed rather than to worry me so much. So that's how I saw it.
Well, you played with that clear. You looked very comfortable at all times, and I think that's what people enjoyed about your football.
Not all the time, but, you know, yeah, I did enjoy it. And I think that was one of the things, looking back, there was a lot of moments where I was, you know, just smiling and happy, and it's lovely to look back.
Yeah, classy scores. As you said, there's been lots of tributes paid to you since you retired. But how do you want to be remembered?
A good team player, someone who didn't opt out, didn't give up, and whatever else anyone wants to say after that.
As you walk away from the Inch County scene, do you have any regrets?
I'm trying to see things that didn't go so well as opportunities to learn, and I think I learned a lot from football. So I can't really say I have any regrets, no.
I know you've been spotted in the stands watching the girls already this year. How will you feel now watching them this summer, do you think?
I'll look forward to it. I probably will find it hard. You know, it's when you're out of the setup, you're not really aware of everything that's going on inside the camp. But I will look forward to giving them all my support on the sideline.
And you bowed out with Eamon Ryan, which is kind of the end of an era there it was. But how do you think Aoife's been greeted by the group of players now, and how do you expect they'll get on with them?
All reports have been good. I haven't heard anything to the contrary. And, you know, it's obviously a tough task taking the shoes of Eamon. So they seem to be very happy and working really hard. And, you know, their work rate won't dip at all. And they know what's required to get success and to get to the All-Ireland. And, you know, the girls haven't changed. So Aoife has a great bunch to work with, and I think they will do well.
That's the positive. Like, there's girls coming through, and I suppose this league campaign has shown us already that, you know, after a tough start, they've pulled things back together, and there's progress there you can see already.
Yeah, and I think the league, you know, I mean, the Cork girls probably got more of a break than any other county, and deservedly so. So, you know, they're getting into the swing of things now, and I've no doubt that they'll be there come the summer once when it matters.
Now, Valerie, you've hung up the playing boots, but your work with the women's GPA is going to continue. You're a board member there and working towards helping out the ladies' football game in general.
Yeah, it's a nice role. Probably fills a lot of my time, and it's good that we just get an opportunity to allow players at intercounty level to make the most of their careers, so they can enjoy the game and get treated well and excel, basically, and keep that standard of football going up and make sure that they are enjoying themselves.
All right, well, thanks for speaking to us and best luck with retirement.
Thanks very much.